everybody. Welcome back to the Tipsy Ghost. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
This is our 200th episode.
Hooray! Hey.
Cheers.
Cheers. Whee. Can you, like, add graphics here? Like,
yay. I was trying
to cheers you.
I was trying to be fireworks.
I know. I was doing the firework motion. Let's see what that is.
I was doing the DJ Khaled opening.
Can we be
happy 200th episode, y'all?
Lil John?
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There it is. To celebrate our 200th episode, I went back and listened to our 100th episode, which also happened to be a paranormal story.
Wow. Mm.
And it was, have you guys listened to the 100th episode in a while?
I have not.
We were emotional. We all cried.
Did we really? Were we drunk?
Probably not going to do that again.
No, we're not going to cry.
Just a cheers.
We are not going to cry this time.
No, we won't. I can guarantee.
But it was heartwarming to listen back to our 100th episode because we talked about how much this podcast meant to us.
How sweet are we?
It was still, like, we weren't in lockdown, but it was still when things were kind of crazy. I think it was when Omicron was going around. So we were like, things are really bad right now. We all started crying and talking about how much we meant to each other.
Okay.
And it was very sweet. We're not going to cry on our 200th episode, but things are better now.
Yeah, it was a different time. It's giving PTSD. Now that you mentioned all that stuff, it's like, yeah, that was a really rough time in everybody's lives, for sure.
It was. And here we are 100 episodes later. We made it through.
Can you believe it?
Another 100 episodes.
I just want to go back to the time when Lindsay said, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And Boyston and I both said podcasting. And she goes, aww.
I don't even remember what episode that was.
You guys, that's so cute. You still see us podcasting in 5 years? We were like, yeah.
I don't remember that at all, but okay.
Are we coming up on four?
I think so. That was like right at the very beginning.
21, 22, 23.
We had our 4 year anniversary, friendiversary in October.
Mm-hmm. So the podcast would
so
be
March. Because it was 2020. It was right before lockdown.
It's going to be one more year and we'll get five.
Has it been 4 years since lockdown?
And here you are still podcasting, Lindsay.
Four
just
glorious,
like
glorious years.
The best 4 years of your life.
Facts.
I don't know if I would say that hard.
You've never laughed harder in your life than you have in these last 4 years.
I was here to say, is probably true. We started our podcast literally the week before lockdown. I don't know if I'd call that the best years of my life.
This definitely got us through some hard times. I will say for sure that happened, but it was really fun aside from all those hardships too.
No, it is nice to have something to kind of fall back on and look forward to.
Absolutely.
Whenever, you know, random things in life are maybe not great at the moment or situations have happened, it's nice to have this to look forward to, just having like us time. We can chat. It's like a guaranteed laugh, which laughing is very therapeutic.
Laughter is the best medicine.
It is the best medicine.
And I don't know how you guys feel, so I'm just going to speak for myself here, but I still really love you guys, and I like to hang out with you.
I love you, too.
I still really love you guys. Thank you.
And I'm still podcasting.
Lindsay, I love you, too.
I love you both, too. I just like the still.
I still do, shockingly.
We're not sick of each other yet.
No. Not even close.
I think by now we know when not to push each other and to just let go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Let go and let God.
Let go and let Mothman.
Let go and let Bigfoot.
Let go and let goblins.
Over the 200 episodes, we have come up with our own horror, like, serial killer. We are each our own from a horror movie. I'm Ghostface.
Yeah.
You're Michael.
Yeah, obviously.
And you are Jason. Yes. But we also now have our own cryptids as well.
Yes.
You are Mothman.
I'm Mothman.
Yes.
I'm Mothman. I am Mothman.
I am Ghost Pants.
You're adorable.
And you are, I feel like you go between Bigfoot and Nessie. Nessie.
Yeah, it's either one.
It's typical me. I can't decide.
I think Bigfoot.
I feel like Bigfoot a little bit more, but you do love Nessie as well. She's adorable to you.
Very Bigfoot cute. Was like your original love, though, like when we were talking about him on the episode.
He's Teddy featured.
Abe. He is. He's up there. Yeah. I would say aliens, but that's not. I feel like aliens are their own classification. Listen, apart from cryptids.
Well, aliens are on the cryptid sweatshirt.
Well, they're not cryptids. They're real. So,
okay. Well, It's on my sweatshirt that says cryptid, so I don't know.
Bring it up out
with them. Yeah, okay.
I just like that Mothman is in the back, like hugging everybody.
I am the peacekeeper. That's actually pretty on point.
So anyways, I want to say happy 200th episode to you guys.
Thank you.
Happy 200.
Yay. Happy 200. And to honor our
old ladies now.
Here's the 200 more.
Hopefully in the next 100 episodes, I will have been touched by a ghost. Still waiting.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will happen. But to honor our 200th episode, I have a paranormal story for the two of you.
Ooh. Paranormal.
Music to my ears. It was beautiful.
I was ready for it.
It sounded so much better without me.
No, it didn't.
It really did, though. It was missing some bass, but it was good.
Should we try it again with your bass?
I'd like to hear the difference.
It's gonna be bad.
Let's do it. Ready?
Paranormal.
It's, you don't even try to match. Really, I love that about you.
That enhanced it.
How'd you?
You're both so full of it, and you're lying to me, but I appreciate it.
I love that you try.
We're going to the United Kingdom.
Ooh, fuck.
What?
The UK, fuck. Oh,
why was that your reaction to going to the UK?
Oh, fuck.
I would love some fish and chips.
We are going to go to...
Over the pond.
Across the pond.
My bad. You can't go over the pond now?
Can you go through the pond?
Can you go under the pond?
Yeah, but you'll sink.
Go in a submarine.
Okay.
You would never get on a submarine, ever.
No, never.
No, I wouldn't either.
My mom got on a submarine. Like, they went to... Where did they go? They went somewhere. Oh, Charleston. South Carolina, and you can tour.
The prime location for submarines. No,
but they have Navy ships there with submarines that you can go tour. And they went and toured on one, and my mom had a panic attack and had to get right off because she said immediately I was claustrophobic.
I mean,
she's like, and it was above the water. You go, no. Like, it wasn't even going down. It was just one to tour for the Navy. And she goes, immediately, that was a no.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so we're going to a village called Pluckley.
Sounds adorable.
Can I hear that in a UK accent?
No.
At least she considered it. I appreciate the consideration.
I almost did.
You?
Pluckley.
Yeah. Pluckley.
Oh.
Pluckley.
Yeah, 8 out of 10.
Thank you. What was hers?
Try again.
Pluckley. Why is it so fast?
7.
Thank you.
I win. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to practice that. All right. So this is one of the most haunted villages in all of England.
Ooh.
And they have a forest nearby called the Daring Wood, but it is more commonly known as the Screaming Wood.
Ooh. I want a house on some land that backs up to a forest called the Screaming Woods.
The Screaming Woods.
In Pluckley?
5 out of 10.
It's getting worse.
All right. So the forest has been the subject of folklore and ghosts for centuries, but we're going to talk a little bit about both the forest and Pluckley and the village itself. So originally I heard about this from the forest, but then they were like, oh, well, it's near the most haunted.
Hold on, what?
The forest was talking to you?
No, like I was researching and heard about the forest.
Okay. You said you heard about it from the forest.
I heard about this story from the forest. Oh my gosh, you guys.
It spoke to me.
And then they're like, yes, but there's this village that has 12 ghosts.
One for every month of the year.
At least 12. Could be more.
Bonus months.
1.5 years.
Okay.
Pluckley is well-loved, they said, by ghost hunters because of the spookiness that is there. It is in the county of Kent, which is in southeastern England, and supposedly there is a powerful geological magnetic field which increases the paranormal activity.
Ooh.
I don't know what a geological magnetic field is, but it sounds spooky.
Count me in.
Limestone.
Magnets. Water.
They said I'm stoned.
Announcement. This has nothing to do with anything you're talking about, but I am stoned.
I thought you said, well, I'm stoned.
Count me stoned.
Oh boy.
Nar.
I'm never going to make it through this episode.
That was my English accent. Nar. It was limestone.
Magma.
Water.
Crust.
Air.
Rivers.
Are we just throwing out random things?
That are spooky.
Okay.
Magma? Did you say magma?
Doesn't that have something to do with the magnetic? It's mag.
Sound like it.
Ma.
I can get on board with that.
Are there volcanoes in the UK?
Underground.
Okay. I don't know how to transition back to the story at this point.
Okay, here we go. Where's the spooky... The
trees that spoke to you.
In the dream. There's okay. 12, maybe more.
We're going to go through the village first, and then we'll get to the woods. So there are two, possibly three cases of documented suicide that have happened in the village. The first is the colonel. Oh. All right, so he hanged himself near the forest, and the trees that he actually hung himself on are no longer there, but they say that they still see the colonel walking around, and they call him this because he's walking around wearing a full set of armor, like he's going to battle. That's all we know about him is that he's called the colonel. The second ghost is a lady ghost, and she appears between...
Lady ghost!
Madam?
She appears between 4 to 5 p.m., only during that hour.
Specifically.
Yes. Promptly at 4 p.m.
The accent.
Sometimes 4:30.
She calls out to her two little dogs.
Aww.
Cute.
They believe that Pluckley was, it's called the Daring Wood, like I said, and it's because the family that used to live there and own it was called the Daring Family. So they believe that she was one of the mistresses of one of the men in the Daring Family. And okay. The story says that because of this love triangle, she eventually poisoned herself and did this in the afternoon, which is why she's only seen from 4 to 5 p.m.
That is sad.
And she is seen wandering the garden near the mansion that is in the village where the family used to live.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to know the dogs' names.
I did not have that information for you. I'm so sorry.
Biscuit. Obviously.
Isn't that a name for a cookie? So yes. She's calling her dog Cookie.
Yes. I think that was a cute name.
Chip.
Chip and Biscuit. Hey, Chip and Biscuit. Come home to mommy.
It's tea time.
It's high time for tea.
Spots of Earl Grey, please.
I need to do more UK stories because this is amazing.
It's very insulting to the UK.
And we are sorry to all of our friends across the pond.
I'm really trying my hardest. I'm not trying to be insulting.
All right. The possible third suicide that I read about is called the schoolmaster. And he was found hanging in the schoolroom by his children. Oh. And by his children, I mean like the students. I realize I said that weird.
Either way, it's terrible.
Sure, bad.
Back in the 1800s, and he is seen wandering the grounds of the school in his favorite coat.
I mean, you have to be dressed as a spirit.
Yeah, you don't see too many naked ghosts.
You might as well be in your favorite thing.
If you're going to go out, you may as well go out in your favorite coat.
I would love to see a naked ghost.
I would not.
Now that you mention it, I've never heard anybody talk about a naked ghost.
No.
They're very
because most people don't die when they're naked.
Private. Well, actually, I feel like they might. Crimes of passion.
Ooh. Ooh. But if you die in the hospital, are you going to be walking around in a hospital gown?
Yeah.
Are you walking around in what you're buried in?
No, I'm going to go back to my house with the ghost version of my favorite clothes.
Dress in your favorite?
Yeah.
You're going to wear a cryptid sweatshirt and leggings?
Honestly, probably
obviously.
Just...
Feel insulted.
Wow, that was
oddly specific.
I was envisioning, weren't you wearing your like Sasquatch hoodie earlier tonight?
My Bigfoot Christmas sweater?
Yes. That's what I was thinking of. I was not thinking about your cryptid sweatshirt.
You're in your death clothes over there.
Literally says cryptid.
I'm just saying.
Bury me in cryptid sweatshirt.
Doesn't matter what time of year it is. We love hoodies and leggings.
That's very true.
It's very true.
We'll go back to my house, dress in my leggings and cryptid sweatshirt, and then haunt you.
Okay. We're going to the Church of St. Nicholas in the village next.
Oh. Santa?
St. Nicholas has the ghost of the white lady.
Of what?
The white lady.
Yes. So, you know, there's always a lady in white. There's always a lady something.
That's how you know it's going to be a good one.
This is our lady in white. So, she...
Lady in white.
Was she a white lady or a lady in white? Both?
So, she was Lady Daring, part of that family, and she died at a very young age when she was very beautiful. So her husband wanted to preserve her beauty as much as possible.
Okay.
So he buried her in a 3-layer tiered coffin to slow down the decomposing of her body.
This is giving Lady Di mixed with, was it Carl Tanzler?
Yeah.
So he was trying to preserve her beauty for as long as he could, even though she was dead.
She wasn't, according to him.
So do you know what people report hearing when they're walking around the cemetery?
Lady in white.
Wrong answer.
Hang on. They hear Chip.
Biscuit. This is a different lady. That was the different mistress. Spirit. This is the lady.
This is the lady in white.
She says, I am beautiful.
They hear.
Let me out of this coffin.
They hear knocking sounds from the crypt.
Oh.
Like she's knocking to get out.
She needs a cemetery bell. What are they called?
Yes. Like when you did people being buried alive. Grave bells? Is that what they were called?
No. TBD. I can't remember.
I remember what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
That sounds terrifying, by the way. Would not like to hear that.
It's Saved by the Bell. That's where the phrase came from. But
really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
When I wake up in the coffin.
My alarm clock starts going. I'm going to make it to and you the might afterlife hear me knocking. On time. Meh, meh. It's all right.
Cause I'm saved by the.
It's all right.
Cause I'm saved by the.
It's all right.
Cause I'm saved by the bell. Na, 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 na. Bell.
Copyright don't come for us. We know that was really bad.
It's original lyrics. I'll have you know.
People also report, because the cemetery is in basically like the backyard of the church, that the lights flicker on and off in the church when no one is around. There's another cemetery in the... there's another cemetery.
It's like, wow.
There's another spirit in the cemetery called the Red Lady. Her
lady
story...
Lady in Red.
Lady in Red.
Her story's a little more tragic. So she gave birth to a stillborn baby. Aww. Who is buried in the cemetery. But we know from going to that cemetery in Dallas of lost infants that a lot of those graves were left unmarked. So she is seen roaming around the cemetery. Aww. Trying to find her baby.
That's sad.
It is sad. So people report hearing crying and wailing. Near the church, there is a small house called the Greystones House, and a ghost monk is there. And he also wanders around in his little monkly costume.
His costume?
His monkly robes.
Monkly?
Monkly costume.
I'm making up a word. I know monkly is not a word.
What's the one?
Like robe?
Mowgli from the Jungle Book.
Yes, Mowgli. He's not dressed like Mowgli. Mowgli wore like a fig leaf.
No, I get that. But monkly and Mowgli sound the same.
They do. Okay. So there's monk.
And that's
Lucas
it.
Monk. That's all I got. Okay. We're going to the pubs.
Yes. Finally.
Yes, the pubs.
The pint.
The Black Horse Inn has a poltergeist there, unnamed, who likes to make things disappear, like watches and clothes, and then they will show up in random spots later.
Magician.
Also has been seen to move objects like cups and silverware and things like that around the room.
He is the magician.
He's a poltergeist.
Or that.
Moving the things. The Daring Arms, which is another pub, there is a ghost of an elderly woman who is often seen wandering around, and she likes to sit at a table that is near the window to look out. They say that she looks very real, like solid. You can't see through her. She looks like an actual elderly woman, but if you talk to her, she will disappear before your eyes.
I wish I had that power.
To disappear if people talk to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Would be.
I would like that.
Someone would come up to you and be like, hey, and you'd be like, no.
No, thanks.
The old Pluckley Mill. So it was destroyed by a fire in 1939, but the old miller is still said to roam the grounds and appears as a dark shadow. Near the mill is a gypsy woman spirit, and she was said to have died by accidentally setting herself on fire.
Oof.
That sounds terrible.
She liked to drink, and she liked to smoke her pipes, and she was doing that and fell asleep, and...
Well, those things don't mix.
That happened. Bad ideas. There also are reports of a phantom carriage that is heard around this area with black horses dragging the carriage.
Creepy.
Pulling the carriage?
Dragging, pulling, whatever. It's giving the Headless Horseman vibe, is what I'm gathering. But, of course, like I said, I heard about this because of the Screaming Woods. So we're going to go to the woods, to the forest.
Thank God.
Oh, I love woods.
I love a good haunted forest. You I love like woods.
Screaming woods.
Thank you.
You got it.
I got it. Thank you. People report hearing screaming from the forest.
Wow.
Hence the nickname.
Hmm.
You couldn't have guessed that.
You don't say.
They say that they are blood-curdling screams.
That would be unsettling.
There is a lot of bloodshed that happens in this forest, and we're going to go to it. Some of these stories, I'm not sure how much are lore, how much are real. People claim that they are real, but I couldn't find any information to back them up, so take it with a grain of salt here. Halloween, 1948, and this is the main one, because I'm like, there should be something on the internets about this, because this is a pretty big story. But locals reported on the night of Halloween in 1948, hearing sounds and seeing lights coming from the forest. They thought people were partying. They left it alone. And then till the next morning, when a man was out walking his dog and discovered the bodies of over 20 people laying in piles.
Piles of people?
Piles of people. And 11 of them, so half of them were children.
Oh, what's the name of the town?
Pluckley.
Pluckley. Piles of people in Pluckley.
That is alliteration.
They were later identified as villagers from the nearby village, Maltman's Hill. So not Pluckley.
Another town.
Another town on the other side of the forest. But there was no visible wounds, no signs of struggle. Autopsies failed to show any clear cause of death. So after only a month of investigating, the police closed the investigation and said, this is carbon monoxide poisoning.
In open forest.
It makes sense. How does that even happen?
They received a lot of criticism for this, obviously.
Okay. What year was this?
This was 1948.
Okay, so they didn't have like testing on drugs and stuff, maybe?
It's just a guess.
Like I said, they received a lot of criticism. People were not happy with this. So in 1964, a private investigator reopened the case and was going to look into it. And he started to suspect, after interviewing many people, that there was a religious cult responsible. However, the next year, he died in a car crash.
Oh.
And the case was closed again.
Sounds suspicious.
Mm-hmm. But again, I feel like that's something that I'd be able to find some information on, but who knows? So, Halloween 1998, 50 years later, four college students decided to go camping in the woods, and they went missing. People reported seeing figures of light resembling a spider's web. Quote, in the sky that night.
Cool.
The investigation ended within a month as well, and the four boys have never been found.
Aliens.
Aliens. As soon as you said lights in the sky.
Figures of light resembling a spider's web. Mm-hmm. That's what people reported seeing that night.
Call the UK. I figured it out.
Aliens. And then the last spirit, or there's two more spirits that are in the forest. I don't have a time frame on this one, but there was a man who was said to dig clay pits for the brick factory, and he accidentally buried himself alive. Ooh. Like he was buried under a large pile of clay, and
sucks.
So he is called the Screaming Man.
Well, yeah.
Because he is found in the Screaming Woods.
Mm.
Oh.
And then the last spirit is a thief who was chased into the woods by other criminals on horseback. And he saw like a tree that had a hollow kind of trunk. So he was hiding in there and thought that his horse would just go on its way and leave him alone. But the horse was probably sound. He was a good boy. He Aww. Stayed by him. And that's how he got found, because there was the horse.
What a good boy.
And so they killed him, obviously.
They killed the horse?
No, they killed the man because they found him, because his horse didn't leave his side.
Gave it away.
And gave away his hiding spot. So they call him the Highwayman.
They couldn't just make up names for these people?
No, it gives them more spooky ooky vibes to have like made up names.
The Screaming Man.
So people report hearing whispers when they're walking in the woods and screams coming from deep inside the woods.
Cool. I want to visit this place.
12 ghosts. You can go pretty much anywhere in this village and find a ghost.
Has anybody else gone missing from the woods?
Not since 1998, those four college students.
Mm. Creepy. Never heard of it.
I mean, listen, if we're going to go to the UK, we have a lot of places to visit.
That's going to be like a month long.
I know. Because there's the Enfield Poltergeist, right?
Yeah. The Ram wasn't that one.
No. Yeah, the Ram's something in. We got to go lots of places.
Ancient Ram in. That was what I was thinking.
Listen, just going to Europe, period. A country that's older than us.
Hellfire? Is that in UK?
Yes. The Hellfire Club. We just need to go to like a country that's older than our country.
pretty much anywhere outside
of anywhere outside States, of the U.S. Yeah. is older than us. We're babies.
And we're just like thrilled.
We act like it too.
Yeah, that's very true.
You ain't wrong.
We were thrilled about going to Salem, which was like 1700s.
I know.
So
yeah, most of the places we go to, man, 1800 go to is Europe. Really pushing it.
I can't even imagine.
I know. That's what I'm saying. These places. So that is my story of the Screaming Woods.
Thank you.
I loved it.
In the UK, a.k.a. Uck.
A.k.a. Uck.
Sorry, thank you so UK. Much.
And sorry for our accents. Sorry, not sorry.
We're not sorry for our accents.
Sorry for existing.
Sorry, Wall, for running into you.
All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in this week to our paranormal episode. You can always find us at thetipsyghost.com with our socials linked from there, or send us an email at thetipsyghosts@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it, and it really does help.
All right, guys, thanks so much. We'll catch you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.